This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Several weeks ago, Amy's best friend from the field hockey team became pregnant. Even though Amy wasn't sexually active, her mother decided it was time for her to go on birth control. When they came into my office to ask for the birth control, it wasn't really clear what Amy wanted, although her mother's choice was very clear. The law requires that Amy be completely on board and willing to take these pills. While Amy can take her mother's advice or not, the decision to start the pills must come from Amy. Her mother felt odd leaving this important decision to a 15-year-old, but she finally accepted it. Then her mother asked an interesting question. She wondered aloud if starting a woman on birth control pills could actually backfire and actually encourage her to become sexually active by giving her the impression that there would be no negative consequences of her sexual activity. There's lots of research on related topics. For example, distributing free condoms in high school does not lead to an increase in sexual activity. Providing the new human papillomavirus to teens does not encourage sexual promiscuity. After all, what teen is going to say, "Phew, now that I'm immunized against vaginal warts, I can begin having sex?" Providing free emergency contraception, aka the morning after pill, does not lead to higher rates of sexual activity. But I hadn't seen any study looking at whether starting a non-sexually active woman on the pill could lead to a greater chance of her becoming sexually active. Now, it may seem an obvious question, but I could only find one study that looked at this question. The results of that one study suggest that putting a non-sexually active woman on birth control pills does not increase her chance of becoming sexually active compared to women who did not get birth control pills. Now, this makes sense in that the decision about when to initiate sexual activity is complicated and involves far more than just a concern about protection from pregnancy. So then what can we do to push off the age of initiation of sexual activity? The answer is there's no surefire approach. Open, non-judgmental discussions, self-confidence on the part of the teen, peer support, meaningful extracurricular activities, and compassionate family involvement can all help. But the bottom line is that teens are hardwired to be sexually active, and we need to accept that it's going to be an uphill battle. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.